together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men. Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Ah, huh, yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away.
Welcome to Those Who Left in 2003, a Hot Wax special. I am your host, DJ Brian. The year 2003 saw the passing of over 80 people in the entertainment and music industries, and also those who are famous. The music industry itself saw 20 deaths in 2003, and we will be featuring all those who have passed in the year 2003 on this special edition of Hot Wax. We started with a collage of some of those artists. We begin with January 12th, 2003. Maurice Ernest Gibb, 53, succumbed to a congenital bowel condition. He was a member of the Bee Gees. He was born December 22, 1949, in Douglas, Isle of Man, in the United Kingdom, at 3:50 a.m. And now, Maurice Ernest Gibb of the Bee Gees, with How Deep Is Your Love, Night Fever, Jive Talking, and You Should Be Dancing.
Morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Is your love? I really mean to love. Thank you.
You are listening to Those Who Left in 2003, a Hot Wax special. I am your host, DJ Brian. Almost a month later, on February 18th, Johnny Paycheck, at the age of 64, died of emphysema. He was born Donald Eugene Little on May 31st, 1938, in Greenville, Ohio. And now, Johnny Paycheck with Old Violin, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, and The Outlaw's Prayer.
I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view would just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth slightest way. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around. I looked in the mirror. And there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. So one more time, just to be sure, I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked into me, that's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I.
my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging to you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She's my thing. And I want to feel she's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love, she's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make the flowers grow.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve. Telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shovin'." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
You are listening to Those Who Left in 2003, a Hot Wax special. I am your host, DJ Brian. On March 23rd, Hank Ballard passed away at the age of 75 of cancer. He was a singer and songwriter who wrote and originally recorded The Twist with his band, The Midnighters. On April 2nd, Edwin Starr, age 61, died of a heart attack. He was born Charles Edwin Hatcher on January 21st, 1942, in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Edwin Starr with War, and Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with The Hoochie Coochie Coo and the original Twist.
Oh, war has shattered many young men's dreams. Jumping up and down.
You are listening to Those Who Left in 2003, a Hot Wax special, with your host, DJ Brian. At the age of 59, little Eva succumbed to cervical cancer on April 10, 2003. She was born Eva Narcissus Boyd on June 29, 1943, in Belhaven, North Carolina. 7 days later, on April 17th, Earl King died at the age of 69 of diabetes. He was born Earl Silas Johnson IV on February 7, 1934, in New Orleans, Louisiana. And now, Little Eva with The Locomotion and Let's Turkey Trot, and Earl King, Those Lonely, Lonely Nights.
gobble diddle lip, gobble gobble diddle lip.
Hey!
Lonely night.
Nina Simone, at the age of 70, left this plane of existence on April 17th. She was born Eunice Wayman on February 21st, 1933, in Tyrone, North Carolina. On May 11th, Noel Redding, of 57, passed away. He was the bassist, Jimi Hendrix Experience. He wrote the song and sang the lead on She's So Fine. Here is Nina Simone, Cry Me a River, I Put a Spell on You, and Gin House Blues, and Jimi Hendrix, She's So Fine. You are listening to Those Who Left in 2003, a Hot Wax special.
Now you say you're sorry.
I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Why you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do.
Oh, yeah.
We will be back with Noel Redding in the Jimi Hendrix Experience right after these messages from your local station.